Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Executive orders signed Tuesday by Governor Tim Walz aim to address gun violence in Minnesota. Kristen Nebel is a parent of children who were at Annunciation Catholic School during the August shootings.
We are encouraged by the focus of today's executive actions, including promoting extreme risk protection orders as a tool, educating families about safe firearm storage, evaluating the financial costs of gun violence can help support policymakers and how gun violence may have substantial economic burden across the state.
Two students were killed and 30 were wounded in the Annunciation shootings. Minnesota Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson says Governor Walz's executive orders will do nothing to keep people safe. Johnson said in a statement, quote, addressing mental health, intervening before a crisis turns violent, and active safety protocols are real solutions that Republicans support to keep our kids safe. New applications for adult daycare centers, which provide health support, meals, and social activities, will no longer be accepted in Minnesota until January of 2028. Department of Human Services Inspector General James Clark says the current capacity far exceeds demand, but there will be a few exceptions during the two-year moratorium.
If they say there's a need for a new adult day provider, more specifically in, let's say, an underserved or maybe rural area, we will have an exceptions process that will allow those types of providers to apply and become licensed.
Clark says the pause will allow DHS to focus on rooting out fraud. And the 2026 budget approved by the St. Louis County Board is more than $564 million. About one-third of the budget is funded by the property tax levy, which will increase by 12.4% to over $202 million. The Minnesota DNR is gearing up for a late-season chronic wasting disease deer hunt this weekend. Wildlife Supervisor Eric Hildebrand says the permit areas with CWD are in the southeast part of the state.
It's an opportunity for hunters to help reduce deer densities in those persisting infection areas, because that's one way this disease can spread, is through higher deer densities. So giving hunters the opportunity to help out and harvest additional deer.
Hildebrand says there is a 5-deer bag limit, but most hunters don't take more than 2. It's voluntary to submit deer samples for CWD testing. And the Minnesota Wild shut out the Capitals 5-0 last night in St. Paul for their fifth win in a row. Philip Gustafson stopped all 25 Washington shots for his third shutout of the season. Vladimir Tarasenko had 2 goals, and Kirill Kaprizov, Danila Yurov, and Matt Boldy also scored for Minnesota. The Wild play Thursday night at Columbus. This is MNN.